going to spend one day on Yonim of Hilchos Zeroyim. And there are a number of, obviously, we are all lacking in basic ideas in Zeroyim because of the fact that we don't really learn much of Zeroyim. I hope that if you apply yourself, that you'll at least be kind of some ideas here in the Sugya. The Gemara says, "How did Nan Esuk Shavali Lam Gibel Derachim?" Listening Devarim, continuing on the theme of the Lashon of Devarim and Derachim, and it answers, "Mishum Debiina Masli Seifa Liyarech Derech Echad." So it's stuck with Derech, just like Derech is Derech Echad. So the same thing, Derech is Shloisha Derachim. I say for Nami Nisni Davar. Also, Makamash Malan the Darki Esuk Yerech. Mayerik Darki Lagadal Alkamayim Shasli Kutasa Yisurai Afesrik Darki Lagadal Alkamayim Shasli Kutasa Yisurai. What does that mean? That an esrig is like a vegetable. Just like a vegetable, Darki Lagadal Alkamayim, it needs to be irrigated. Kolmayim means it's not enough rainwater. It needs also to be watered. Most trees don't need that. Trees grow in the forest; they grow from the rain. So an esrig, though, is not like most trees. An esrig needs to be watered a lot in order for it to grow, similar to a yarek. And therefore, b'shasa kitusa isura. Now, first, the tags will come in b'shasa kitusa isura. Right. So we have here: what are the three things, and what are the one? Gimel drachim. So the gimel drachim that it's shavali ilan is arla. Arla, that the first 3 years the peiris are asavana. Revai, then of the fourth year, which, as I told you last week, is a machlaikis netzer revai, kerem revai, and shmita. Those three is shavale ilan. And once it's shavale yarek, that's lagabi maestris, lagabi trumas and maestris, there it's shavale yarek. This is this Mishnah. It comes in totally derech agav, because there's nothing to do with the sugya, just the lashon drachim. Nevertheless, there's a Yesodis Diketosis here. Now, the bottom Tosis, Esrik Shavala Ilan, is actually two Tosis in. I don't know why the printer put it as one big Tosis. It's really two distinct Tosis. The first part of Tosis has to do with the Dinim of Arla Netar Ravai. And the second, it begins with Masha Pirish Bekuntris Lashvias, is really a totally separate Tosis. Two halves are not, no Shaykhis, one to the other. If the printer would have split it into two, it would have been a lot easier to focus on. So first half talks about Revai, second half talks about Shmita. Let's see the first half of Taisis. We have here Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. Pirish B'Kuntres. Lor lo the Revai l'Shvitz. Dini Shvitz halchem peiros avach hachanda teki'ilo. Bosser l'kita ki'ev. Now let me just tell you the rule. What do you go bosser? What do you go according to? The rule, and I'll explain the rule, is that an ilan, ilanized trees, we go basachanata, we go according to the budding of the tree. Which means that when the tree buds, that year that the tree buds, the fruit is considered the fruit of that year. If it buds in the second year, it's peiros of the second year, which is nicer, which is still chayv maaser rishon shein. If it buds in the third year, then the third year, that's chayv maaser ani. The year is determined by the year in which the bud, the blossom opens and you see a bud in the tree. Like we go around this and we make brachas. That bud, chanata, that's the year for a tree. Yerakais, abasa lakita. All vegetables go according to the year in which they're gathered, in which they're collected. And even if they bud in 1 year, but if they're gathered in a different year, we go abasa lakita, not basa chanata. Tvua. Tavua wheat goes basar shlish. When it grew a third, that's the year. In other words, whenever it grows a third of its growth, that's the year that at that point that determines if it's in the Shemitah year, the second year, the third year. So there are three different zmanim: one for ilanais, one for yerakais, and one for tavua. And this is only Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I've learned Masechta Shana many times. I always cannot remember which one is Chanata, which one is Lakita, which one is Shlish. It always confused me all of the years. So I made myself a simen. It's like a corny kind of simen, but it worked for me, and I remember it since then. I was learning the Gemara, I was learning Rosh Hashanah, I couldn't remember. So I made myself a simen that you have Ilan, Yerakais, and Tvua. Ilan starts with an Aleph. The gematria of an Aleph is 1. Yerakais starts with a Yud, which is 10. Tvua starts with a Tav, which is 400. So Ilan has one digit in the gematria of its first letter. Yerakais has 2 digits. Yud is 10, which is 2 digits. Tvua is Tav, is 400, is 3 numbers in the gematria. And you go Basa Chanata, Lakita, and Shlish. Chanata is a Ches, which is 8, which is 1 digit. Lakita is Lamed, is 30, which is 2 digits. And Shlish is Shin, is 300, which is 3 digits. So it matches, you know, Ilan is Basa Chanata, and Yeraka is Basa Lakita, and Tvua is Basa Shlish. And I don't tell anybody that that's the reason, that's not the reason. It's just I made myself a simon because I learned Rosh Hashanah, it's a Masech I learned many times, and every time I can't remember. It's like this, I made myself a simon and I remember. So if the simon helps you remember, it doesn't, you probably remember there was a simon and not remember what it was, but if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But the Gemara says, Simonim Asei L'Torah V'Knei Yosef. The Gemara says you should make simonim for your learning. V'Knei Yosef, if you make a simon for your learning, then you can remember things. So, I hope anybody who's in my Shia more than a few years knows Tmarim and Ta'anim, which are dates and which are fates. If you don't know, don't tell me. But and you have to make simanim, and the simanim are help. Anyway, that's the halachic. That's your rakis habaser. Which one? Oh, your rakis habaser lakita and ilanis habaser. You're not good at math, right? That's the Chanata, and Tfuah is Basa Shlish, and that's the way it works. It's a Taisis. What's going on? Esrig is Arla. 1 minute. What are the 3 things? That's the Shavalim, the 3 things. Arla, Ravai, and Shemitah. For 1 minute. Arla, Ravai. Ravai, what are you going to do with the Mandiyama Kerem Ravai? How is this going to stim if you hold Kerem Ravai? I explained to you last time. The Madhyamu says Kerem Ravai holds that the dinim of the 4th year apply only to grapes. If you hold Kerem Ravai, you hold that all other trees are mutter in the 4th year. Only grapes are us in the 4th year. So how could the Esrig have Dine Ravai? So Taisvis in Taima Hashva Mashma de Ravai Noyig Be Esrig. Here it's, I don't know what Taisvis Mashma, the word Mashma is a little shver. Hashta mashma the Ravai Naiv Besri. Mashma that Ravai is Naiv Besri. Esrik Shavali, let me go and draw him. Or even though maybe you can say the Gimel Drachim is something else. Okay. So it's mashma from here that Ravai is Naiv Besri and came Kasha Machal, and the Yamatini Kerem Ravai, Resh Ketzim Mavarfim. The Mashmaim Ravai Naig Bishari Lanais. Yishleim Adachikam. Kerem Ravai, Kalecha de Matsu Lemisni. Recha de Lai Matsu Lemisni. Lai Pligi Alei. We're saying the Manyama says Kerem Ravai changes the Girsa of Mishnayis. Wherever it says not the Ravai, changes the Kerem Ravai. That's where you could change it. But you can't change it, like Esther Shavalilin. You can't change it to Kerem Shavalilin. So there is Maida, Hecha de Lai Matsu Lemisni, Lai Pligi Alei. Like Pligi Hasam Shalai Yizber Shum Tana Netaravai. You don't say no Tana holds Netaravai. The Shema Barmi Ahid Esrik. You could pluk the Tanai Behed Yabishumak. Like Nechlekuel, the Stein Mishnai to say Pesachta's Nice Hashem. Bishardach. Command the Sava Netaravai, command the Sava Kerem. So what's Taisa say? That's really Machlekes Tanoim. And this Mishnah of Esrik Shavalim is Taka going like the end of Tanoim who hold Netaravai. And it's a Machlekes anyway. This is Taisa's first teretz, which according to Taisa's first teretz, it's a machlekes tanoim, and this mishnah holds not to Ravai finish. The yesh mefarshim afilim and the tani kerem Ravai moedim shari lo is midrabanan noyim. Bacham midrabanan kama. This second pshat is that even if you hold kerem Ravai, this is din drabanan. So it's a machlekes, 2 terutzim in Taisa's. We'll have in a minute, Taisa will say enough to me. So what comes out from Taisa's? Taisa's holds that certainly there's a Mandiyama who holds of Netaravai. the very least. And perhaps there's a Mandiyamar who even holds that that it's Kuliyam is made the Midraban and it's night. So it's possible what's Lamaisa for us. What's Halacha Lamaisa? So it depends on Taisa Tutaratza. Great to Taisa's second Teretz, it's made Midrabanan, for sure. Great to Taisa's first Teretz, it's not like it. Now, Arla is not even Chatzlaretz. Arla is not even Chatzlaretz, right? In Arla apply, Bain Bishal, Bain Chatzlaretz, Bain Bishal Yisrael, Bain Bishal Goy. That's where we pass. Shemitah Maestris is not even Chatzlaretz. No. Shemitah Maestris is not even Chatzlaretz. What is the din of Netzer Revai in Chatzlaretz? What is the din of Netzer Revai? So Tosfos holds that Dinei Revai are Noyeg in Chatzlaretz. They are Noyeg in Chatzlaretz. Is it Karen Revai or Netzer Revai? So we'll get to that next line in Tosfos. But Tosfos holds that Dinei Revai are Noyeg in Chatzlaretz. The Rambam holds, no, Dinei Revai are not Noyeg in Chatzlaretz. That Orla is Noyeg in Chatzlaretz. But Revai, the fourth year, is not Noyeg Bechlam in Chatzlaretz. What's more mistaver, if there's no Beferish Gemara, why would you say Afi Svara? Is he telling Svara? He is telling Svara, right? What should Revai be like? Arla is Naigun Chatzlaretz. Shumasa Maestris are not Naigun Chatzlaretz. And that's Beferish. Now, Revai doesn't say anywhere. What's the din of Revai? So why would you think? It should be like Arla. Why do you think it should be like Arla? It's a Hemshech of Arla. No? Why should it be like Maestris? Maybe it should be like Maestris Sheni, because Maestris Sheni is Revai doesn't have a din Arla. Revai is a din Maestris Sheni. So the question is and really this is the aside that Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri explains, is that that's the machlokes. Tosfos holds that Revai is an Arla dikadin. Like Dinei Arla. It's a Hemshech of Arla. Just like Arla is 3 years, so Revai is the fourth year. Vimela. If Arla is Naik for 3 years, so in the fourth year comes in Yanei Revai. Wherever Arla is Naik, which is Chatzlar, it's Revai is Naik. The Rambam holds. No. The Rambam holds that what is Revai? Revai, what do you do with the fruits of the fourth year? You have a din like Maaseh Sheni. You eat them in Yerushalayim. You're allowed to be paid to them, just like Maaseh Sheni. You paid them, you take the money to Yerushalayim, you eat in Yerushalayim. Same thing that's a Revai. We learn out Dinei Pidyon from Dinei Meister. It doesn't say by Revai anything about it, but Lamakish, it's a Maaseh Sheni. Just like Maaseh Sheni is eating Yerushalayim, just eating Yerushalayim. Just like Maaseh Sheni has Pidyon, Revai has Pidyon. Just like Maaseh Sheni, you have to eat a Chaimish when you paid it. Revai after Yad HaFaymish. So the Rambam holds that Revai is a Maaseh Sheni Dikadin. And since Revai is a Maaseh Sheni Dikadin, just like Maaseh Sheni is not Noyeg in Chutz Laretz, the same thing that the Revai is not Noyeg in Chutz Laretz. This is the Pashtus, the Yisrael HaMachloik is between Ta'ar Taisvis and the Rambam. Our Tosfos holds Revai is Noyeg in Chutz Laretz, and the Rambam holds that Revai is not Noyeg in Chutz Laretz. The Rashba in Bava Kama, which Rav Shach brings, is Sakasha on this halacha. The Rashba says that this machlokes, if Revai is an Arla Dikadin or a Maisa Dekadim, L'chaira is a Machlaikis Beishamay and Beisila. What's the case Beishamay and Beisila argue? Beisila and Beishamay argue in the Shemitah year, if the Shemitah year is the fourth year of your Ilan, to Dinei Revai apply in the Shemitah year. In other words, we all know that Shemitah, you don't give Shemitah Maestris. Everybody knows that, right? First, second year, you give him Eser Sheni. The third year, my son. Fourth and fifth year, you give him Eser Sheni. Sixth year, my son. Seventh year, what do you do? Shmita, Shmita, you don't do this. Don't give Chumas and Isis. Arla. Is Arla Naig and Shmita? Is Arla Naig and Shmita? There's no reason why not. Why shouldn't Arla be Naig? Just like Basa Bechalov is Naig. Always Surim Na Naig. Shmita. Arla is also Naig and Shmita. Beishame and Beisil argue if Revai is Naig in the Shmita year. If you're in Eretz Yisrael in the Shmita, and your tree is the fourth year, is there a din that you take off the peiris and you have to bring them up to Yerushalayim? The Shammai holds that it's not Naig because it's Iskish L'Maisa Sheini, and just like Maisa Sheini is not Naig in Shemitah, same thing, Revai is not Naig in Shemitah. Beis Hillel holds that it is Naig, that it is Naig in Shemitah. Obviously Beis Hillel holds that we give net to Revai Dinei Arla, it's an Arla Dikadin. So if it's an Arla Dikadin, so then it is Naig in Shemitah.
You have to say Shemitah,
he can leave it there. He doesn't have to bring his Maisa Sheni. He's just not allowed to use the Chutzlar.
So
he has to, either he could just leave it there if he wants, and whoever picks it will bring it up to Yerushalayim if he wants to be master. Or maybe he takes it himself. Whether it's Hefner lies at the point. That's right. So, Frek the Rashba, what's this machlaikis, Taisis in the Rambam? It's a machlaikis, Beishamay and Beis Hillel. And we all know we pass it like Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel holds that Maisa Sheni gets Dinei Arla, and Maisa Sheni gets Dinei Arla, so then it's first, two nafkaminis. One is that it's not in Shemitah, which is fine. And secondly, that it's Taisis Chutzlaret. Netter Revai Dinei Arla should be Naig in Chutzlaret. How could the Rambam say that Netter Revai is a Maisa Sheni Dikadin? And Mameila, it's not Naig in Chutzlaret. That fits with Meshameh. It doesn't fit with Alocha. Does it fit with Meshameh? So the Rajba's Kasha is a very stark Kasha on the Rambam. And the truth is, the Rambam is a Das Yachid. But Rav Shach suggests the possible teretz to answer the Rashba's kasha. He says that the according to his side in the Grach in the Rav Chaim al Rambam, it'll be answered. Rav Chaim says, he's not talking about Revai, he's not talking about Arla. The Reb Chaim is going on Hilchas Maisa Sheni. It's nothing to do with Arla, nothing to do with Arsugya directly. Indirectly, Reb Chaim is going on Dinei Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is not Noyeg in Chutzlaretz. Why isn't it Noyeg in Chutzlaretz? The Pashit, Shumas Maisa, Noyeg in Chutzlaretz, what's the question? Reb Chaim says there are really two reasons it's not Noyeg in Chutzlaretz. It's taka true. The Trumas and Maisis in general are not Naig in Chutzlaretz. But there's a second reason. The Trumas and Maisis are not Naig in Chutzlaretz. I'm sorry, Maisis Sheni is not Naig in Chutzlaretz. The Chaim says that there's a din that there's no chiyuv of going to Yerushalayim from Chutzlaretz. He had him stuck in the Taisis that held that there's no chiyuv to be oila regal if you live in Chutzlaretz. Taisus said in the Gemara on the days, maybe based on the days. Taisus said there's no chiyuv from Chutzlaretz to be oila regal. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be oila regal. If you're Chutzlaretz, you don't have to be oila regal. The Chaim says a similar thing, that there's no din of chiyuv to go to Eretz Yisrael from Chutzlaretz. Someone has a bechor behema in Chutzlaretz, so it's not based on English, a bechor is a carbon. He's not obligated to bring it. It's Bechor. But there's no din havar bringing Eretz Yisrael from Chutzlaretz, whatever the reason is. And that says by Bechor. Reb Chaim says that by Maisa Sheni also, even Lo Yitzur, you would have Maisa Sheni in Chutz La'aretz, it couldn't be Chalim in Chutz La'aretz. Because it has to, for Maisa Sheni to be Chal, has to be a Chal, a Chiyuv Haval Yerushalayim, a Chiyuv to bring it to Yerushalayim, or a Mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. Chutz La'aretz, there's no din of Haval Yerushalayim. This is Reb Chaim's side, which the way I'm saying it, it sounds almost academic. It's nice to shame if Nanayig is Chutz La'aretz anyway. Chaim is saying there are two reasons. It's not Nanayig because it's not Nanayig, plus it's not Nanayig because there's no mitzvah Haval Yerushalayim in Chutz La'aretz. The Torah is not Kezeya such a mitzvah, such a mitzvah. It's Zotra Shas. Fize, get into the Rambam very pashut. Rambam said that in Chutz La'aretz there's no chiyuv to bring netar, there's no dine netar rabbi. No dine netar rabbi. So we understood the Rambam, he holds that rabbi has dine ma'aser sheni, the Mela, it's not noig in Chutz La'aretz. So the Rashba asked, what do you mean? Ravai has dine arla, doesn't have dine ma'aser sheni. Dr. Shach, could be that the Rambam is Maida that Ravai has dine arla, like Beisilo. It's Yitachin that he's Maida as dine arla, like Beisilo. And that's why it's Nayig and Shemitah. What is the reason that there's no din Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? Because there's this halacha that there are no chiyuvei haval Yerushalayim in Chutz La'aretz. Torah was not given a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim in Chutz La'aretz. So it's a zaitik a reason. It's not because Ravai has dine Maisa Sheni. No, Ravai generally has dine arla. If it has dine arla, so why is there Nayig in Chutz La'aretz? Because dine Ravai make a chalois of a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim. Chaim is saying that there's no such thing in Chutz La'aretz. There are no chiyuv they have all Yerushalayim. Memela, there's no dine Ravai. Because that reason applies to Netar Ravai. That there's no dine Haval Yerushalayim. So it's a separate din. It's not a dine Maaser Sheni. It's because of this halacha that Reb Chaim is megalatos, that the Torah is not kaveya a chalois chiyuv, which will now make Aliyah Yerushalayim be an obligation, or Haval Yerushalayim be an obligation. So Netar Ravai is not chal for this new reason that Reb Chaim is megalatos, because there's no chiyuv Haval Yerushalayim for Chutz La'aretz. Arla is not a problem because Arla you don't bring to Yerushalayim. Arla is asabana, you let it rot on the tree. So being that Arla is not connected to going up to Yerushalayim, it's fine. It's only the fourth year where you would now have a chiyuv to go up. Well, so the fourth year, so that there's no chalais chiyuv. A mitzvah can't start at Chutz La'aretz that involves going to Yerushalayim. It's true if you have Maaser Sheni in Israel and you bring it to Chutz La'aretz. You're supposed to, but let's say you brought it to Chutz La'aretz, you would have a mitzvah to bring it back. But it can't be chal a chi of Haval Yerushalayim. What? That's right, because it's not my. It's not. It's not Netar Ravai. It's Fulin. The Korban Pesach. There's no chiyuv to go from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Korban Pesach. That's what Tosfos says. Well, if you do once you enter Eretz Yisrael before Pesach, the chiyuv bichal then. But the peiri is not dependent on the person. The peiri depends on where it goes. Reb Chaim is explaining the Rambam. This new din, it's a big chiddush. It can't have cash on places, and there's no. That's good for Kamat, that's good for Machlai. So we can have a chalois in such a way. Okay, how do we pass the Chutz La'aretz? We pass the Kerem Ravai or Netar Ravai? What's interesting is, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you're a day of the Hilchos Arla, we, meaning the Ramah, paskin in Eretz Yisrael, we paskin Netar Ravai, and in Chutz La'aretz we paskin Kerem Ravai. In other words, we're machmir in Eretz Yisrael. That Ravai is not in Eretz Yisrael by all trees. I think if you buy packaged things from Eretz Yisrael, it says Noki, Machash, they say Ravai on the label. Shosh Arla, it says Ravai, I think also. Whatever, Shemitah, and Arla and Ravai. Anybody who's in Eretz Yisrael, you play the Trumas and Isis. So you play the Netter Ravai too. Eretz Yisrael, Netter Ravai is night. In Chutz La'aretz, though, we paskin only Kerem Ravai. If you have a vineyard in Chutz La'aretz, the fourth year, nowadays you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, and nowadays you just let it, you pipe it. If you let it rot, you pipe it. But any other tree, if you have a tree in your backyard, and it's the fourth year, you're allowed to eat it L'chatzila in the fourth year, because of Chutz La'aretz, we paskin Kerem Ravai. If you look at the Makar of the Arpsak, it says Taisis Kiddushin Beis HaMikdash. The next line of our Taisis, which is the way we pass in, and Taisis brings Yeshlonu Nafkusa B'davar, the Pligi Mandatani Kerem Ravai Dafka, Vaneta Ravai Ein Ravai Klal, Afilmed Ravamad. Ba'amrus, Taisis brings a rule from Sefer Shabbos. Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz Halach Kamaisei B'chutz La'aretz. Anybody who's Mekel in Eretz Yisrael, the halach is like him in Chutz La'aretz. This is talking a dafka about Ravai. Any machlaikis about Inyanei Ravai, about Inyanei the fourth year, that's a machlaikis. If you have someone who's in the hold for Kule, even in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't paskin like him in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz we do paskin like him. It's a cloud. Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, halacha kamaisei b'Chutz La'aretz. So there's a mandiyamar that Ravai doesn't apply to trees in Eretz Yisrael. We paskin that way in Chutz La'aretz, and that's the reason we paskin in Chutz La'aretz only Kerem Ravai and not Netzer Ravai. And this is the Pesach Halacha. This is an afkamina to Terutzin, but we paskin like this teretz in other words. This says that the other teretz would be Naim Adrabanan. We paskin that it's not Naim Adrabanan, it's not Naim Bechlal. In Chutz La'aretz, because of this rule of Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamaisei B'Chutz La'aretz, the Birkas Avraham goes on this rule of Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamaisei B'Chutz La'aretz. And he asks why. Why Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamaisei B'Chutz La'aretz? Why should that be? Is it an absolute rule? We had last year in Ksubis, we had a rule, Halacha Kamekel with the Dini Avelis. Any place in Dini Avelis that there's a machlaikis, we pass it like a Mekel. There's a cloud that Chazal told to Gemara. Gemara's a Mekot, and we had it, I think, in the Rosh, that we had the Sugi of Avelis, we said, Halacha Kamekel by Yom. So, okay, 1 second. So here, we're saying that Halacha Kamekel b'chutz la'aretz in Dini Ravai. Not in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, Halacha Kamekel. In Chutz La'aretz and Dinei Ravai. The question is why? Why should it be that way? That we should be Mekel always in Ravai and Chutz La'aretz. So what we asked last year, why, I think it was a Bechus Avraham then also, right? Why Halacha Kamekel Ba'avim? I think most people think that you feel bad for a novel, never for a novel, so always pass the Lakula. I think that's like the Hamoin Am thinks that way, no? You feel bad for the novel, is never for a novel, so Halacha Kamekel Ba'avim. That's a pashit. Why Halacha Kamekel Ba'avim? Well, why Halacha Kamekel here? You can really learn two ways. Why Halacha Kamekel? He had, what are the two possibilities? Anybody? Why should you say a rule? Halacha Kamekel. Could be. What? Hold which way? It's Halacha, it's the right paiskim. It's a simon. That's what we spoke about. So it could be, you could say Halacha Kamekel Ba'avil, that Dini Avelis is a drabbana. That's not a drabbana lakula. That's one way you could learn. Halacha Kamekel Ba'avil, because Avelis is a drabbana. And halacha is something around the corner. If you have a machleikus, say you make it. If so, same thing here. If you hold that netter ravaya chuslaris is a drabanan, you hold that way. So safek drabanan lekula. Right, it's off to their eisa. So halacha kamachmir. If you hold that netter ravaya chuslaris is a drabanan, so you can say halacha kamekul. And Rashi shita is that the reason halacha kamekul chuslaris is the safek drabanan lekula. However, we paskin that Ravai in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz is Dairaisa. Ravai in Chutz Laaretz is Dairaisa. So why halacha kamekel? So the other mahalach that we had was to say that it's a sinner. It's not a siva. What we said last year is could be. What Chazal did is they took all the machleitzin about Avelis, and they were chazering all the machleitzin, and they, you know, in the Beis Medrash the chazering, they see, you know what? It just happens to work out. Each machleitzin we decided how to pass them separately. Right? So let's say Hiltz is Muktzah. There are a lot of machleitzin. We don't say halacha can make all the Muktzah. There's some machleitzin, even as the Rabbanon, there's some machleitzin where we're machin. They learned Hilchus Chalamayit, or Hilchus Pesach. They didn't say halacha kamekel, it doesn't work. They came to Chazara and Hilchus Avelos, they said, hey, what do you know? Every machlaikis is halacha kamekel. It just works out that way. So write down in the Gemara Sinan, people should be able to remember that every machlaikis in Hilchus Avelos is halacha kamekel. Not because we want to be mekel dafka by Avelos. No, each machlaikis we judge on its own merit. But you know something? When we figured out how many machlokes in the Shas are there in Avelis, I don't know, 20, 50, 70, however many machlokes there are in the Shas about Hilchos Avelis, they made a list, and each one they decided on its own merit, and they said paskin. When they finished the list, they noticed that the halacha is always kenekel, so they gave us a siman, halacha kenekel. Including that way here also. It just worked out that way. Every machlaikis in Dinei Neter Avai blibed the suffix, and we always pass the kula chutzlaris, whatever merit that it had. The what? Machlaikis will be if you have a machlaikis nowadays. The fact is that the correct. That this second way of learning, even though by Avelis it may be correct, is incorrect by Ravai. The reason that we're makel by Ravai Chutzlaretz is either because it's a drabanan, safek drabanan lekula, which is Rashi Shita, or Ikayach halacha l'mishum mesiva. No, it's Beraisa, it's Ikayach halacha. It's a Kabbalah we have to be made. The Rechus Avram goes into the lumdis of why we're meikel, and it's an involved, his cheshbon is an involved cheshbon. As much as I enjoyed it, I'm afraid to start with it now just because I don't want to bog down. It's an involved cheshbon which is connected to what we learned in Ksubis. But just because it's late, I think I'm going to leave that and rather just cover a little more the Gemara Taisus here on just to finish up. It's not a sugal for us loch at 12:45 to start complicated things, I'm afraid. So just to briefly, the second half of this Taisus is about Yerakis, Vasa Lakita. Again, a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi said that by you go by Yerak Vasa Lakita. Taisus says Kashas in the case of Sefichim. Again, I think you should make a laning on the Taisus. Those of you who have not learned the whole Taisus. Sefichim are things that grow by themselves. My boys, they learn in Yeshiva, Sviach, Vidur Vasa. That's how they touch it in Yiddish, right? No, you want a Sviach Vidavak. So they can learn, and maybe they'll even remember Sviach is Vidavak, and they have no clue what it is. Okay, Sviach is, you know that trees you don't plant every year. So Shemitah, you have fruit, because you don't have to plant it in Shemitah. Vegetables, they don't grow every year. You have to replant the vegetables each year. So how do you have vegetables that grow on Shemitah year? The way it happens is sometimes in a field where you're harvesting vegetables, there are vegetables that fall to the ground and rot into the earth. And they're picking it. There could be a vegetable that doesn't look nice. They leave it there. It ends up, it rots into the earth, and the seeds fall into the earth, and it grows. So Shemitah year, people are picking, walking through the field. They're yuruckis that were planted the year before, and now they're in the field. And some of them fall, and then over the rest of the year, they start to grow. That's called sviach. Sviach are things that grow on their own. And our Tosfos brings the sugya of sviach. To ask a kasha on Rashi from the sugya of svichim, sviche kruv. Kruv is cabbage. Cabbage grows differently than most vegetables. Most vegetables, you have a tomato, it's small, it gets bigger. A kruv grows from a small piece of cabbage. It grows imahis imahis. More and more outer leaves grow onto it, and therefore it's unique. A cabbage, you can actually separate what grew the Shemitah year, what didn't grow the Shemitah year. It's a certain size. You can't, tomato, you can't do that. It gets bigger. You can't separate what grew one year, what grew the other. And in a cabbage, you could. So with this idea, it's possible to understand Rashi's kashas on, Tosfos' kashas on Rashi. As a matter of halacha, I believe we paskin that kol svichim asurim, not like Tosfos. We don't eat on Shemitah things that grow on their own because of Maris Ayin. People think it was planted. Tosfos talks about that at the end. That's the sugya of Sviach. Okay, I'd like to move on in the Gemara. On Gimel Amud Aleph, Hadetnan. Hadetnan, that next word the people pronounce Kvi. When Rambam taught this Gemara, he pronounced it Kai. When Zelig Epstein, Rosan Gazun pronounced it Kai, I assume that is the correct pronunciation. Just the people say Kvi, a Kai. You'll have it Berabelsky in Simuchav Tess in Hilfus Shlita. Chaber mentions a Kai. What is a Kai? A Kai is a Safik Behema Safik Chaya. It's an animal which is Safik Behema Safik Chaya. The Rambam says it's a buffalo. It says in Shulchan Aruch buffalo, Bez, Aleph, how do you spell buffalo? I'm not sure, but so it doesn't mean the American buffalo, which they didn't see. It means the bison, the buffalo, that they have in Europe. At any rate, it's a suffix if it's a behemoth or a chaya. What's nafkamina if it's a behemoth or a chaya? So there are two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is kisi adam. If you do kisi adam on a behema, if you go to a shechita of a behema, there's no kisi adam. On a chaya, there is. So that's a chumra of being a chaya. A chaya, you're mechuyev in kisi adam, a behema, you're potter. In dinei chaylev, it's the reverse. Because in isra chaylev, you have to treber an animal if it's a behema. A chaya, a wild animal, you don't have to treber, you have to cut out the blood veins, but not the chaylev. Chaylev is mutter. So there, it's a chumra in dinei behema and a kula in dinei chayim. A koi, this animal which is a suffix, if it's a behema or a chaya, yesh bei drachim shava la chaya, yesh bei drachim shava la behema. If yesh bei drachim shava la behema u la chaya. Okay, let's see. Yesh bei drachim, stop him again. What was the first one? Yesh bei drachim shava la chaya. It's like a chaya, you have to be machmer and do kisei adam. Yesh bei drachim shava la behema. That the chaylev is aser. Yesh bedrachim shava l'chaya ulebeheima. That you have to shecht it like every chayu beheima. Yesh bedrachim she'ena shava loy l'chaya v'loy l'beheima, which is that there's an issa harva to be marvia to bring it onto a chayu onto a beheima. Nisni devarim. Besu hadit nan. Suachas min adrachim, sheshove gitei nashim. L'shechurei avadim, nifni devarim. Why there does he use a lashon drachim and not there? It's not makish. It says it's similar. Gitei nashim, shechurei avadim. They both have the same halacha of what to do with the get habol chutzlar. Nifni devarim. Elach kol echad ikaplukta tani drachim. Kol echad alaka plukta tani devarim. Dekanami diktani sefer of lezayim hesuk shavalim uchal davar shmamina. So what's the Gemara ending up? And wherever there's a plukta doesn't mean a machlaik, it means a chilik, tani drachim. It's like the lack of plukta, tani devarim. The lumdis of this teretz, I'm not sure. It has to do, I guess, with the tachshon of the word. And dekanami diktani sefer of lezayim hesuk shavalim uchal davar. So there's no plukta. It says davar shmamina. Alright, so the Gemara here sidetracked to Dinei Zeroyim, sidetracked to the Dinei Kai and this. Okay. We are going to continue with Masechet Kedushin, which is the next Gemara. Next Gemara we'll spend a bit of time on. I assume most of you still need the time to make a laning, but if you finish the laning, there's an important Rashba on the next Gemara. You'll look in the Kedushin of Rashba. Before we begin the sugya of chuppa, I wanted to share with you a side regarding Shemitah. We spoke yesterday basically about Arla. So there is the aside regarding Shemitah that I'd like to share with you, and then we'll start the next sugya. We had yesterday that there are different halachis for Ilanais, Yirakais, and Tvua. That in general, Ilanais, we determine the year of a tree, Basar. Basar Chanata, and Yiraka Yisa Basar Makita, and Tfuah is Basar Shlish. That's the aside that we had. Regarding Shemitah, we said that an Esrig is Shavu Le'ilam B'Gimel Derachim, Milan is Basar Chanata, and therefore, for Arla and Revai and Shvius, an Esrig is like every other tree, you go Basar Chanata. Taisvis on Gimel Amid Aleph in the second of the very wide lines, because of whatever the kash is, Taisvis says Hodas Lima Basachanata Lishviyas Hanudavka Lachumra. That this which we got Basachanata for Shvita is Davka Lachumra. What's the Chumra? If you have a tree that the Chanata was a Shmita, it blossomed in the Shmita year and it was gathered in Shminis, it was the seventh year going into the eighth year. So that if you go Basar Chanata, then this tree is Shemitah. If you go Basar Lakita, the Lakita was in the eighth year, then you would say it's not Shemitah. So Hayais, that Chanata was in the seventh year, Lakita was in the eighth year. For Shemitah, we go the Chumra, and we consider it to be Chayiv and Shemitah. So says we go the Chumra Basar Chanata, that means it will be a Chumra Fakaret. What about the sixth year going into the seventh year? All be the din. If the Chanata is in the sixth year and Lakita is in the seventh year, so the Marsha says you will go L'chumra too. Because Taisa says that you only go L'chumra Basar Chanata by an Esrig tree. So it's only L'chumra. That means the seventh year going into the eighth year. So to go Basar Chanata is a Chumra. Because the Chanata is in the seventh year. Lakita the eighth year. So seventh into eighth, you go L'chumra Basar Chanata, it's a Shvius tree. So to Marsha, the Fakir would be true too. If it was sixth year going into seventh year, then it would also have a din Shemitah. Because we go L'chumra, we go both ways L'chumra. So say if the Chanata was in Shemitah, say if the Chanata was before Shemitah and the Lakita was in Shemitah, either way, it would be a Shemitah tree. The Peiros would have Dinei Shemitah. It comes out 2 years in a row, an Esrig tree. Right? The Esrig paradis wouldn't be too happy about that. Instead of keeping Shemitah 1 year, they would have to keep Shemitah 2 years. Sinai the 6th year going into the 7th year, according to Taisus. Sinai the 7th year going into the 8th year. Since it's a Suffolk, whether you go Bas HaChanot or Bas Lakita, so both of them, you go L'chumra. That's how the Marsha explains a Taisus. What would be the Dine Meiser in those years? What do you think you do with Meiser? You have an S retreat, the 6th year going to the 7th year. So L'chumra, you know Shmita, right? Because you go Bas Lakita. 7th year going to the 8th year, it's also a Suffolk. L'chumra, you know Shmita. Both years. What should be Dine Trumas and Maestris in those years? Logically? What? Why not? It shouldn't apply because of Shemitah. So he's saying if you're only going L'chumra, Misafik, so Misafik maybe it's Chayav and Shemitah. Misafik maybe it's not Chayav and Shemitah, and then you should give Truma some Isis. What do you say to that? It's only a Safik, L'chumra, so L'chayra. Huh? Well, if it's not Chayav and Shemitah, then it's automatically Chayav and Truma some Isis. The svara that somebody should come up with. Should be chayav ma'aseh, shouldn't be chayav ma'aseh. No. Why not? But if I only say the suffix, if I'm only noig shmita misafik, shmita is takapata for ma'aseh. But if I'm only noig it misafik, so why shouldn't I give truma to ma'aseh?
What's he saying that?
Why?
I
forgot why.
What's
the hefker? So Rav Tully says this. Rav Tully says, once it's hefker, all hefker is pata for ma'aser. It's nothing to do with shmita. If I go in the 3rd year and I'm mafkir my field, it's also pata for ma'aser. So Sotra Rav Tully, that even though it's only l'chumra that shmita is na'ik, in both. Both on the Paris that grew in the 6th and were collected in the 7th, the Paris that were grew in the 7th and were collected in the 8th, even though it's taka only misafik both ways, but lemaisa it's hefker. Could be misafik you make it hefker, but lemaisa you make it hefker. Yes, once you make it hefker, so mameleth pata from trumas and maisers both years, because once you make something hefker, it's pater. It's irrelevant if it really has Dine Shemitah or not. All Hefker is Pater. So since all Hefker is Pater, so it might as well be Pater from Trumas and Maestros. So it comes out that our Tosis holds, again, that an Esrik tree is a Suffolk. By Shemitah, if you go Basachanat or Lakita. So 2 years in a row, it's Naik Shemitah. Sign the stuff that started to grow in the 6th and was collected in the 7th. Side the stuff that started to grow in the 7th is collected in the 8th. They're both chayiv b'shvius, they're both hefker. Memela, they're vadai pata from trumas and maisers. Because all hefker is pata from trumas and maisers. So this is the way to learn up taisis. From Naftali brings from the taisis in Rosh Hashanah that seems to hold like this taisis and says beferish that it'll be pata from maisers. Because la maisa is hefker. There's a Rambam, the first parak of Hilchos Maaseres, Halacha Vav, who says that it'll be Chayiv in Shemitah and Chayiv in Maaser, both. That when you have Peiris from the 6th year to the 7th year, which is a Suffolk Shemitah, so you have to go the Suffolk both ways. In other words, it's a Suffolk. You go Bas HaChanot to Bas HaLakita. So since it's a Suffolk both ways, you have to be Machmer both ways. Sai, you give it Dine Shemitah. And Sai, you give it Dine Trumas HaMaisers. And that Rambam, sorry, is a Shverer Rambam. How could that be? How could you have a Suffolk both? L'maisa, you made it Hefker. Once you make it Hefker, it's part of Trumas HaMaisers. How could the Rambam say Chayiv B'Shviyas and say Chayiv B'Maisris? Chayru Reb Naftali is 100% right. What's he saying? That if something is Chayv and Shniyas, it's Hefker. If it's Hefker, it's Potter. How could something be both Chayv and Shniyas and Chayv and Maestris? So it seems it's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. Tosfos holds it's chayiv and shviyas memelas pata for ma'aser, which the Rambam svarah. So Rambam svarah needs a hesber. Anybody have a svarah? How could it be chayiv and both? Sayin shviyas and sayin trumas and ma'aser. Huh?
If
I let anyone take it, then I was not good. If I'm letting everyone take it, then I am really big.
You're nice
to
them.
Give Meister and then be Mafker. Why should I have to do that, though? Why should I have to give Meister if I'm going to be Mafker it? Hefker is always Potter. We only give Meister to a Levi because he has a Chelek to Nachala in Hefker, which a Levi has a Chelek. So there's no Trumas, there's no Meister. Right, the Rambam. Sorry, the Rambam needs a husband.
If I have two on the right after,
you well, yeah, all Hefker is part of the Mises. You're allowed to do all Hefker. Once it's Tevel, no, but when it's in the field, it certainly could be. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalit has a Yisaidistic Kler, a Chakira, in the Din of Shemitah. He has a Kler in how Shemitah works, Shemitah's Karkais. In Shemitah, there's a mitzvah to be mafka your field. So the Michas Chinuch Kler's two ways to learn Dinei Hefker on Shemitah. It says one way you could learn is that it's Shemitah, the Hefker of Shemitah, is what he calls a mitzvah akarkafta de gavra. It's a mitzvah on the person. You have a mitzvah to be mafke your field on Shemitah. As you have a mitzvah say, to go to your field and declare that it's Hefker and open up the gates. It's one way to learn Shemitah. It's a mitzvah on the gavra, it's a mitzvah on the person. The second way, he says, how else could you learn? Just the other way? Huh? The second way to learn is that it's a din, what he calls Afkata de Malka. The Afkata was taken away, de Malka, from the king, by the king. It means the Rabbi Shalala makes it Hefker on Shemitah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, all fields of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael are Hefker on Shemitah. Afkata de Malka, the Melech made it Hefker. It's not a mitzvah that you should make it Hefker. It's the Rabbi Shalom said it's Hefker. What's the Nafkamina if it's a mitzvah on the person to make it Hefker? Or if it's automatic that it's Hefker? What's the Nafkamina? Huh? Should you personally go to your field and make it Hefker? Or more so, what happens if you have a friar Yid in Eretz Yisrael? And he has a field, and he's not masking a field, he keeps it locked. So you say, what do you mean? It's Shemitah. You want to climb over the fence and take his payers. Do you have a right to do that? You have a person who wasn't masking his field. If you learn that Shemitah is a mitzvah, akar kafta de gavra. If we say it's a mitzvah on the person that he should be mafkir. So here, this yid, he's not a frum yid, he wasn't mafkir's field. He wasn't mafkir's field, but it's not hefker. I have no right to go and take it. Lamais, it's not hefker. If you learn it's afkato de malka, that the Rabbi Shlomo made it hefker, so then avadi, you can go and take whatever you like. It's hefker. Or another nafkamina, he says, a field of a cheresh shaita v'katan. who's patur mitzvahs. Let's say a katan yarshins, his parents die, yarshins the chiyuv. He's patur mitzvahs. He has no chiyuv to be mafkir the field. So if you learn it's a mitzvah karkafta de gavra, so then a katan who has no mitzvah to be mafkir his field, it could be he doesn't even have a kayak to be mafkir his field. So his field does not have Karan Shemitah. If you learn that it's a mitzvah of Kata de Malka, the Rabbi Shalom made in Hefker, so then it's Hefker. Anybody can go and take the, from the field of a Chereshayt of a Katan. So there are two ways to learn Dinei Shemitah, the Hefker of a field on Shemitah. Either it's a mitzvah on the person to make it Hefker, or it's a mitzvah on it's Avkata Demalka, the Rabbi Shalom Kaviyachol, he made in Hefker. He declared, the Torah declared, that all fields in Eretz Yisrael are Hefker. These are two ways to learn the din of Hefker on Shviz. From the Miches Chinuch, he brings a Raya from the Gemara later in Kiddushin, and Afnun, that it's Avkata Demalka. That it's automatically Hefker, it's not something that you make Hefker, it's automatically Hefker. And he says that this is a raya like all the Rishayim, except the Rambam. Like the Rambam, there's no raya, for whatever reason has to do with the Sugya and Afnun. So it's like the other Rishayim, it's Avkata de Malka. Like the Rambam, it's Yitachin, it could be that it's a mitzvah on the Gavra. Now, if this is true, that the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah on the Gavra, and Tosfos and the Rosh that he brings hold that it's a Avkata de Malka, which until here is everything says in the Chasidus, L'chaira, we could apply it now to our Sugya. How? Well, think for a minute. Is it possible to say that Peiros of Shemitah are Chayiv in Trumas u'Maisros? Is it possible to say that in the seventh year it's Chayiv b'Shmiyus, and it's also Chayiv in Trumas u'Maisros? Tosfos says that it can't be. The way Rav Naftali explains Tosfos said it can't be. Once it's Chayiv in Shmiyus, it's automatically part of Trumas u'Maisros. And the Rambam said it could be. It could be Chayiv in Shmiyus and Chayiv in Trumas u'Maisros. How? The kasha was how? Let's have cup. Let's see. If you hold Shemitah like Taisa Shita, is Avkata de Malka, automatically Hefker, no two ways about it. Every field in Eretz Yisrael that's owned by Yid is Hefker. So then Taisa is right. You can't be Chayiv in Trumas u'Maisros, it's Hefker. That's what Naftali explains Taisa. There's no such thing. Once it's Hefker, it's automatically part of Trumas u'Maisros. It can't be any differently. But if you hold like the Rambam, the other tzad, that means you hold that Shemitah is what? It's a mitzvah, a karkafta de gavra. That means the field is not automatically Hefker. It's not automatically Hefker. You have a mitzvah to make it Hefker. Now, the Rambam is Maida. If you do what you're supposed to do, and you say it's Hefker, of course it's part of Trumas u'Maisros. The Rambam will be Maida. Like we said, any year, any time you make something Hefker, it's part. So if you do what you're supposed to do, and you're mafkir the field, Avada, it's going to be part of Trumas u'Maisros, like any Hefker. When the Rambam says it's Chayiv and Maisris, he means if you don't make it Hefker. If you don't, the sixth year going into seventh year, it's a Safik, you have a mitzvah to make it Hefker. What happens if you don't make it Hefker? Then it's Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. Because being that Hefker is a Kakafta de Gavra, it depends on the person has to make it Hefker. So it's like every year. If you make it Hefker, it's Hefker. If you don't make it Hefker, then it's Chayiv and Trumas u'Maisros, because it could be it's Peiros of Shishis. And if you don't make it Hefker, you can have it like the Rambam, you have a Hechatimtza that it should be Chayiv and Trumas u'Maisros, because it's it's not automatically hefker. So like Taisus, it's automatically hefker. So it's pata for Trumas and Maisus for sure. Like the Rambam, where it's not automatically hefker. It's a kakafta de gavra, it's up to the person to make it hefker. If the person doesn't make it hefker, so it'll be chayav and Maisus. So it's not shver in the Rambam. How could you say chayavis b'shvius and chayavis b'maisus? Not a kasha. You chayav to be mafkarit, and it's chayav and maisus. If you're mafkarit, it's automatically potter. No, according to the Rambam, you really should be mafkarit, and then you don't have to give maisus. Just like any year, if you're mafkarit, you don't have to give maisus. But you still have a hechatimtza of a chayav maisur if you have a person that's not mafkarit. He says, look, it's a suffix. Right, it's a suffix. Chanat alakita. I don't want to be mafkir. In such a hechatimtza, it would be chayiv a meiser. If you go out to the market and you buy fruit, and that fruit is from a friar yid who wasn't mafkir's field, the Rambam will hold that it has dinei shishis.